Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been a wild year.
Increasing inflation.
Israel.
Ukraine.
Syria.
What a year.
47th president and your 45th president.
And what happens in 2025?
Act of terrorism.
New Congress.
House Speaker.
Happens here.
Buckle your seatbelts.
97.3. The Sky.
Joining us right now, fresh from the big ball, the big party, the big inauguration, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. I hope you guys are staying warm in the frozen tundra of Florida.
Yeah, I mean, you probably saw some videos, some of the snowfall when you got out to the west, Pensacola and stuff like that, and some even closer to us. But we know the temperatures plummeted in D.C. as well. But, you know, you were in the heat of the inauguration, the heat of the party, the heat generated by rubbing elbows with the rich and famous. So basically, what was it like? Give us your experience.
Well, it was definitely exciting. Frigid, freezing cold, like you can't imagine. My husband, Matt, who you all know very well, he's actually on a plane back to Gainesville as we speak. And he looks like he has been trekking through Antarctica. The Florida boy is not doing well in the cold. But it was fantastic. We had so many different events, and I'm really proud of our team for how they managed to really be flexible with all the changes that were going on. From, you know, we had this great inauguration ceremony outside that was planned. It had been under construction for months, and a last minute audible was called to move it indoors. And so we were scrambling to help accommodate everyone who had made the trek up here to DC. So we were hosting constituents for lunches, tours, receptions. We have definitely tuckered ourselves out. The balls were beautiful, absolutely fantastic. I think I went to maybe 8 or 9.
Wow.
I will say, though, you know, there just gets to a point where you can only go to so many dang balls before you start getting antsy and you're like, it's time to get to work. Like, I can only stand around for so long.
All right. Now I want you to name drop. I saw some photos. Who are some of the famous people that you've got some photo ops with?
Ooh, I mean, it seemed like everybody was in town for sure. So to give you an idea of just how crazy it was up here, I ended up standing in line in between the Argentinian president and the Italian prime minister, and we were snapping selfies. And then that was at inauguration for the ceremony. And then after the ceremony, I was waiting to try to get down the steps out of the Capitol, and Joe Rogan and I are standing there just kind of cutting up. And then next thing I know, Tucker Carlson and I are having a conversation about regulation and hunting, which I don't know if people know this. I did not know this. Tucker's favorite place to hunt is Gilchrist County. And so he is a regular presence out there. So for all our friends in Gilchrist County, you could probably expect to see him soon. We're gonna do a thing out there. Let me see who else. Paula Deen randomly crashed our inaugural watch party. That was interesting. Next thing I know, she's floating around the room at our party. Mel Gibson. My husband almost got into a fight with Conor McGregor.
What?
Yes.
Was
yes.
he flirting? He was probably flirting with you, wasn't he?
He was. He was getting a little handsy and a little fresh. And as I was trying to pull away, my husband is looking at me and he's inching forward. And of course, Conor McGregor's security guard is standing right next to Matt. And Matt then later says, you know, he's like, well, I haven't been in a fight since, you know, probably the last, in the last 15, 20 years. He's like, of course it has to be Conor McGregor that I have to punch.
Yeah, because that might be the last go around you have, you know? Just saying, exactly. that might have not went well.
Yeah, so it was fantastic. I mean, there everybody was in town. I mean, you couldn't turn a corner without running into a familiar face, and that just really speaks to the excitement around President Trump and what he is doing, what he is trying to get done for our country and really the world. So it was fantastic. I will say the logistics were horrible to all of our folks from back home who made the trek. God bless you. I know it was a disaster. They had roads closed for hours. I mean, it was basically impossible to get around, but thank you to everyone who made the trek.
All right. What'd you do about your shoes? Did you continue wearing the tennis shoes throughout the festivities?
Listen, we all know the song, you know, Country Boy Will Survive. Mm-hmm. Well, the Country Girl will survive as well. We had been moving around so much that I had left my bag with my heels back at the office, and we're getting ready for night three of balls. And I'm in the evening gown. I'm ready to go. Hair and makeup done. I open up the bag, and all I've got is a pair of tennis shoes and flip-flops.
Wow.
And so I'm like, well, the tennis shoes are clean. So, hey, we're gonna rock and roll with it. And so thankfully, though, I did, because about 6 hours later, my feet weren't hurting like all the other women who were both frigid and absolutely aching. I mean, and let me tell you, the fashion up here was incredible. We all saw Melania and Ivanka.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Usha, they all looked absolutely gorgeous. So, so beautiful. I mean, it really does feel like the golden age is upon us, but also class is back, you know, just elegance and grace.
All right, one last question. We'll let you go. Top priorities for this new Congress. What do you want to try to dig into ASAP?
I mean, border security. That is one thing that I must have spoken to Tom Hillman every day in the past week. And they are in the middle of deploying troops now to the border. There is a caravan getting ready to try to storm the border, so we can probably anticipate some clashes here. We have to secure that border immediately, but then the interior enforcement element is going to be very, very tough, because we have a lot of states that don't want to participate. They want to play hardball with the feds. There's going to be a lot of back and forth and gnashing of teeth. So border security for sure. And then we have got to drill, baby, drill. We've got to get that energy price down so that the goods, services, everything, we have to bring down the cost of everyday living. So that's a big one. And then, you know me, Bob, regulations. We have to get rid of these regulations. That's really what the swamp is all about, is controlling people and making them dependent on government. We have to break that.
Right on. Well, you got your work cut out for you, and the smartest mistake you ever made was not having your heels on with that long day and night that you had. But Congresswoman Kat Kamick, we always appreciate your time on the air, and keep fighting the good fight.
Hey, appreciate y'all so much. Please stay warm, stay safe, and we will be seeing y'all very soon.
Sounds great. Take care.
I'm just glad Matt's making it back without, you know, a broken nose or anything like that, or international incident or something like that. So that's good.
He's probably just still waiting for his mustache to thaw.
Yes.
That's a big old bushy thing.
I'm telling you.
He probably had a pound of ice contained that thing alone with that weather. And
that classic fireman look. Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
It's 8:15 already, can you believe it? It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We still have weather warnings in place, and especially if you're Gainesville and north, there still is a chance that ice could form on roadways. Hazardous conditions. Stay home if you can. More information about that and everything else going on next on 97.3 The Sky.